All right. I'd like to get started here for our afternoon portion of the Planet MicroCap Showcase Vancouver in association with Small Cap Discoveries. Now presenting is Tomer Bar-Meir from Eshbal.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming to hear us out. As I was told, my name is Tomer. I'm 46 years old, married with two kids, MBA graduate, and have been developing, producing, and selling gluten-free products for the last 18 years. I joined Eshbal through a successful M&A we had in 2016. Started my first position as VP of marketing, a year and a half after promoted to CEO, and today I'm the proposed CEO of the resulting issuer post-closing of the transaction we're going to talk about. Eshbal is a private Israeli food tech company operating in Israel within its 60,000 square feet facility, producing with three main production lines of wet products, dry products, and gluten-free bakery goods. Although we produce a lot of products, our specialty is better for you products. We conduct our own research. We have an in-house team and a laboratory. We use a lot of functional ingredients, those that we believe can promote health beyond their nutritional value. And we actually complete development and launching of new products and new segments annually. We currently have about 80 Better For You, we'll talk about Better For You is products working in the Israeli market. We also have a mature sales and distribution channels. We cater both retail market and food service. A profitable company, have been able to double our sales within the last 10 years, reaching about $11 million US dollars, roughly 15 million Canadian. And we employ over 70 employees. Within the Better For You product that we produce, we will start with our gluten-free, a wide range of products, starting from flour blends and different kinds of baked goods. We also do dietary supplements and nutraceuticals, and we have more Better For You products such as vegan, sugar-free, low-carb, and other products. The transaction we wish to complete very soon, and that's the main reason we are here, is where Haken Capital Corp, which is a Canadian CPC listed in the TSX Venture Exchange, to acquire 100% of Eshbal, of course operating in Israel, in means of share exchange, along with the roughly $1 million they have on hand, plus a 3.5 capital raise. We would like to use these funds to increase our market into North America. We're going to do it through M&As and investing in marketing to promote Eshbal's gluten-free products. Since 95% of our sales are generated in Israel, our operating currency, of course, is Israeli shekels. You can see constant growth during the years. Of course, becoming public now, will mandate us to change our financials to IFRS, of course reporting in US dollars, and because of some currency fluctuations, you can see some change on the left graph. But looking at our sales, we like to expand into the Better For You products that we sell in Israel, and there we can see constant increase during the years. This is very important for us because Better For You products are the products we would like to launch in the North American market. Eshbal's P&L, we are actually happy to report that the first half of 2024, meaning quarter one and quarter two for us, were actually record-breaking both in revenues and profit, and we estimate that the rest of the year will continue to follow. And talking about gluten-free, I refuse to call it a niche market anymore. With sales, global sales of about $7 billion US dollars, which is a number I can't even understand, Major part of sales is generated in North America, almost 40%. And within the gluten-free sales, we know that baked goods is the largest segment, has been growing for the last 10 years, expected to continue growing for the next 10 years. We would like to introduce of our products, but have decided on a focused approach, meaning, we will not try to launch 10, 20, 30 products. We will just going to start with about two or three products, starting with our very unique gluten-free pizza bread. Ishbaz know-how, especially in gluten-free, but in other aspects, is interesting as we believe it is. We promote better nutritional values. We can offer diverse versions on top of being gluten-free. It can be vegan, it could be sugar-free, it could be reduced calories. We enrich a lot of our products with different ingredients such as superfoods, vitamins, minerals, proteins, fibers. Everything gluten-free is actually lacking currently in the market. And we offer superior taste and texture. Gluten-free baked goods are traditionally sold frozen. For the last few years, we've been working hard, changing some of our recipes, our production methods, and especially our unique packing capabilities in order to take frozen gluten-free baked goods and make them shelf-stable. Phase one was completed early this year when we launched in Israel two products, breads and rolls, at ambient temperature with a shelf life of 6 months. Phase two has started already, and we want to do exactly the same with our pita bread. We think that once completed, this can be another extension to our offering and help promote success. It will not be me alone. I have a big team. Some of them are here. Combined, we all have decades of experience in food development and production, management, business management, mergers and acquisitions, financing, and also capital market experience. I believe all this will help us promote and navigate food innovation, complex M&As. I'll be saying a lot of M&As. I'll tell you why in a minute. And of course, steer a newly listed public company successfully. In North America, welcome. In North America, we will start with two main strategies. The first one will be M&As. I promise I'll say a few words about that. And the second will be promoting organic growth through investing in marketing. M&As, we think, will promote us easier, faster, shorter time to market. First type of M&As we're looking for are operational companies. These are companies that have some sort of better-for-you production facilities. They can have distribution centers. They can have logistics that we can use in order to create a footprint in the North American market. And the second type that we think is the more important one, we call it sale companies. These are companies that spend sometimes years to opening the market. They were able to sell within the North American market, open the channels, and we believe that once acquired, it will be easier for us to add new Ishbaz products into existing accounts, adding a new product, rather than trying to open a new account with new products, which will be slightly more complicated. So that's the first part of the strategy, and the second one, of course, is now promoting sales, both of the acquired companies and the added Ishbaz products to it. Main objective is to generate more and more and more North American sales. I have been saying M&As for about, 20 times already. It is a major part of our strategy, and therefore we did not wait for the transaction with Hagen to complete, and have already started for a few months now talking, negotiating a bit, and we really hope that shortly post-closing, we can close on at least one or two of them, which makes us slightly more comfortable to show you these expected numbers and figures going ahead. Thank you very much. And if anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to reply. Not altogether, though. Okay. Thank you very much, everyone.